Grace to you and peace from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, it's a celebration of All Saints Day. Celebrated throughout the world through various churches. A high feast of the church year, if you will. But I know a lot of us don't think of it like that. Most of us, as we go home today, won't have a high feast planned. Probably won't be breaking out the ham or turkey. I don't know. Which kind of family are you? Probably won't have all the spread, won't have it all set up. No, we don't look at it quite that way these days. We just don't. In fact, today, as we celebrate it, in fact, it was the day of yesterday that we're kind of celebrating, is usually overwhelmed by what used to be the day of preparation. You know how you take a day to prepare for a big festival? Well, with a high church feast like this, it was no different in ages gone by. The celebration of All Saints Day, it has changed names a few times, but it's been celebrated all the way back to the 4th and 5th centuries. Long time. And the day of preparation has seemingly overwhelmed it. It used to be called, one of the names was All Saints Day, but All Hallows Day, or the ancient English word for Eve, meant een. So All Halloween, or Halloween for short. The day of preparation. We tend to like that one. It's a scary holiday filled with masks and dressing up and costumes and candy and eating probably a bit much on the candy, isn't it? I don't know. I'm sure the kids that gather here are like, no, we need more. I have like two pieces and I'm like, ooh, this is rich. But it seems to have overwhelmed this day. And then when we get to today, when we get to the celebration of All Saints Day, instead of a celebration, it seems almost to bring us down a notch or two. And I thought about that. Whenever Halloween is filled with all this darkness and scary and costumes, and yet it seems like on All Saints Day, it's not necessarily filled with a sense of joy. I think part of that is because we, as people, run face to face with our own mortality. And that can be scary. And I don't know about you, but whenever I find myself running face to face with something that is unpleasant, I like to run to Scripture to find comfort. And we certainly have some great passages today. We have great passages throughout the lectionary that can grant us all kinds of comfort. We have 1 John chapter 3 reminding us that we are children of God. What a great thing. What a great thing to remember. We have the Beatitudes that remind us that when you are beat down, whenever you are feeling at your absolute worst, that you are in fact the kingdom of God. What a wonderful passage. What a beautiful passage. And so I chose to go with Revelation, the by far more confusing one. And so here we have the book of Revelation, which for a lot of people is very confusing. And it's very confusing, by the way, even if you've taken a class on it. If you were able to join us last year in our class, you may have left more confused than when you started. It's a confusing book. There's a lot of great things in the book, but it can be very, very confusing. And John talks about venturing out and seeing the 144,000, 12,000 from each of the tribes. 1,000 and the 12,000 mark as numbers of completion. That's what John is saying. He's saying he's seeing the complete tribe, the 12,000. And 144 is 12 times 12, so you get the completeness. John is seeing the great multitude of those that are saved. Just in case you're wondering, this is why he says he sees 12,000 and then 144,000, and then like two verses later says he couldn't count them. He's seeing the complete number. And he asks those questions, right? Who are these people? Who are they? The angel asked him, who are these people that are wearing these white robes? These are the holy ones. Or to put it into a more of a Latin phrase, these are the saints. These are the ones that have been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, standing before the very throne of God. These are the saints. Now, I know when we say saints, we have a tendency to think about it in terms of maybe a more Catholic or Orthodox understanding. But the truth of the be told is this is what the word saints means. Don't get me wrong. We have heroes of our past. We have people that have lived great lives, public lives of faith, and they are certainly to be applauded. Much like whenever you see a star basketball player and you say, wow, I hope I want to be like that one day. So it is that we look at these star saints from our history, from our past, and we certainly look at them and go, wow, that is a model to be done. Whenever we see somebody who is in need of help, we might be reminded of St. Martin of Tours, by the way, the person who Martin Luther was named after, who took off his cloak and cut it in half and gave it to the person on the street so he wouldn't freeze to death. That is certainly a model to be looked after, to be celebrated, to be applauded. Not saying we have to do everything exactly the way, but it's something to be thinking about. But that being a great person in history does not mean that somebody else can't be a saint. When you, in faith, cling to the very cross of Christ Jesus, you are cleansed by his blood, you are a saint. Not by your own doing. Notice that even the great multitude that are gathered there before the throne, they didn't do all the work themselves. They have been washed clean, the text tells us, by the blood of the Lamb. It's not by their doing, but by Christ Jesus' doing. Christ is the one who cleansed them. Christ is the one who washed them clean. Christ is the one who gave them the white robe of righteousness. Through faith in Christ Jesus, they have been cleansed. They have been forgiven. They have been reconciled. But I want you to realize that it's not just a them. Yes, we are gathered today to remember those that have gone before us. Those people that have passed on in the faith. Those people who are now in the arms of their Savior. And certainly that is a good thing to do. But we're also to be reminded that you too are cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. You as well have been washed free of your sins, washed clean of your sins. And even that word lamb, sometimes I forget that not everybody might make that connection, but the Lamb of God is Christ Jesus. That's the Lamb of God who was sacrificed on the cross for your sake, for my sake, for the loved ones and those that have gone before us, for their sake as well. And so yes, All Saints Day, it's a hard day. It's a very hard day. And you might not have that big festival spread when you go home. More power to you if you do, by the way. But you might not. And that's okay too. But let us be reminded that there are saints that have gone before us. Saints that were heroes and champions. And saints you've never heard of. Saints that maybe were big in other people's lives, but then maybe also those saints that were big in your lives. Your grandparent that got you up and made sure that you were going to church every day. Well, maybe not every day, but every Sunday. Maybe that one that made sure you went to VBS. Maybe that person that nobody else would necessarily recognize, but you do. They were a saint to you in that moment. And in that day. And let us be reminded of those as well. Let us be reminded of all of those, the great multitude, so many that John could not count, that have been cleansed through faith by the blood of the Lamb. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.